This is the last one I'll read from this book. I've always envied, and I feel alone in this envy, a dog's capacity to give itself pleasure somehow. It's not just the dog, it's the cat, it's probably the crocodile. I mean, I think they're pretty happy crocodiles. I am ashamed of myself all the time. One of my aunts really did make her daughters bathe with their panties on, but I sometimes feel that I should be bathing with my panties on and that it's killing me, you know, that I should be up here naked like Mark Strand should be, you know. Shame the monsters. It is good, after all, to pause and lick one's genitalia. To hunch one's shoulder and gag, regurgitating lunch. To mark one's curb and grass. To bay when the future beckons from the nose. Not to exhaust so much of the present staring into the flat face of machine. Not to spend so much of the logic and the voice articulating a complex whimper of submission. But to run with a full stomach under the sun. To play in the simple water and to wallow oneself dry in the leaves, to take the teeth in the neck if it comes to that, if it comes to little and lean and silent, to take the position of the stone, even to hide under the stone, but not to ride up the spine of the building with the acid scalding the gut, not to sit at a long table wondering how not to howl when the tall one again personifies the organization, speaking of the customs in remote precincts and the manufacture of weapons there, or the near Edens where the pitted balls fly over the tonsured lawns. Dear mammals, help me. The argument with flesh is too fierce if it outrides time and shocks numb the stubborn, beautiful muscles of the heart. See in the memorial gardens how even that cry struggles in its trap under that black hat like a flower. In the long rows of tombstones, the ones who were eaten betray nothing of the fear that brought them. And it was their silence that marked them day after oathless day until they were covered by the silent lawns. Better to take the mud in the hands and holler for no reason, to praise the strange alchemy of mud and rain. There is sex, there is food. It is good to say anything in the spirit of hair and breasts and warm blood, and not to deny the private knowledge, not to wonder how not to speak of death, and not to deny the knowledge of death. Not to invent the silence. Not to wonder how not to say the words of love. Shouldn't Robert Bly just love a little guy like me for writing that? I think he should, you know. Coming to terms with my animal being like that. I mean, that impressed me.